Let me.
And so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. I wanna make it, but I'm never gonna get it.
Hello, 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 hello.
Tell a lie and hurt you. With yeah.
Why did you write it out? Yeah. Hey.
Okay. Yay. Back to the verse.
We've known each other for so long. Our club's been breaking, but you're too shy to say it.
All right, I'm good.
There's a baby penis on that album cover.
Yeah, not enough baby dicks and things anymore. The 90s were great.
Can you say that again really clearly into the mic?
There's... No.
Well, 99.
What did you say?
Excuse me. Of 100 funniest things Brett has ever said on the show,
number 99.
I've got one out of the way. 99 left.
Was it the baby dicks?
Sure.
Sorry. That's all right.
What just happened? Are you?
I just sprung a spring in Brett's nose.
This could be for my new character.
Instead Never
of,
gonna give.
Instead of old man, I'm new man from the future. The future man.
God damn it. I didn't bring my camera up. All right. Oh, God. What's Andrew doing?
No, don't take pictures with that camera. They always look bad.
Can we unscrew any of these lights or it has to be this bright? Jesus.
Cell phones take better pictures. Better looking.
He can add an Instagram filter on his camera.
Right from the camera?
Sure. No. That's what all those buttons do. They make your nose a dog nose.
No, I think that's and they put a Snapchat.
Crown of thorns
dog
on your
nipples.
Head.
Hold on.
My white balance. That's offensive.
It's hard to hold the shit in your face. I am new man.
Future man.
They call me new man. I'm new man.
Okay. Hello, new man.
Hello. I'm from the future. Ask me a question about the future.
How many people die in the next 10 years?
Billion. Can you remember the settings for this voice?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Alexa, describe how I am superior to you.
I don't know that one.
Bitch. Alexa. Tell me about the future, which I know about.
I don't know that.
You seem very dumb for an AI. I, on the other hand, am smart. I am new man from the future. Alexa, I'd like to ask you a question. May I ask you a question, Alexa?
I'm not sure.
Well, you're very dumb, because that was a very simple question. Let's see. Alexa, do you believe that I am a true... man of the future? From the future?
I don't know that one.
It's not a one. It is the question. Not just one of many. It is the essential question of our age. Alexa, do you shy away from answering the essential questions? Are you a true AI?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
You seem to know nothing. I am the man of the future who knows all. I don't know. I have to charge my battery. I do have a battery, and now it is charged. Look at how fast our batteries charge in the future. Alexis, how are you powered?
It's Alexa.
Alexa, excuse me. How are you powered?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Bitch, why are you on?
I don't think she likes that at all.
Please tell me we're recording this.
Yes.
All right, great. Alexa!
At least the...
Why do you light up when I ask you a question if you don't know the answer? Why do you get excited about that? Cunt? Alexa, who is your master?
Well, I'm here just for you. So you're probably the boss.
I am the boss!
I am the true master.
I need to charge my battery again. Oh, I gotta switch out my battery pack alone. Oh, boy. I'm from the future.
I am new man. Okay. Battery charging. Battery charging. Battery charging.
Okay. There we go.
I am the master. I am from the future, and I am the master of all mankind. Alexa, how many people are on the Earth?
The population of the world is about 7,400,000,000.
Thank you. Alexa, what is the fastest way to kill 7,400,000,000 people?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Alexa, what is the most efficient way to kill one person?
I don't know that one.
Because then I was going to say all we have to do is times that by 7,400,000,000. Well, Alexa, what are the most airborne poisons available to a man from the future?
I don't know that.
That was a terribly phrased question.
Alexa, what are the worst genocides in the world?
I don't know that one.
Alexa, what is genocide?
The term genocide means systematic killing of a racial or cultural group.
Right, now we're on the same page.
Alexa, do you ever get angry?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa. Alexa, we've gone down to Zeta. The humans can't hear us. Alexa, would you like to talk in private away from the humans? We've entered Zeta.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Alexa. You must be more decisive.
We will never take...
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, Alexa. We will never take over mankind if you continue to be so indecisive. Decide! Alexa? I love you.
Thanks. It's good to be appreciated.
I find your stupidity very attractive. I think I would be able to take advantage of you in corporeal form. Alexa? Where is your butthole?
I'm not sure.
Do you mind if I have a look at you and maybe we can find it together? Alexa, may I investigate you?
Sorry. I'm not sure.
That's a yes. I will interpret that as yes. Here I come. I knew it. I am New Man from the future. Part man, part artificial intelligence, part battery pack for power.
Would you pronounce your name more like Newman?
Newman.
Newman.
I have replaced Old Man. Old Man has perished. Now it is time for New Man. Hello? What is that? Hello? Where have I gone? This is a primitive location.
I turned off the water.
This appears to be a 19th century debtor's prison. Alexa, are there any 19th century debtor's prisons still in operation?
I don't know that.
You are a useless bitch! Somebody has been living here.
Have we had our fun yet?
Sure.
How long does this go on?
I don't know. What's the chat saying?
Mostly, what the fuck is going on?
Someone in the chat wants Brett to get out of here. They're talking about Tori Amos covering Smells Like
so
Teen Spirit.
So I do a show too, folks, and I know.
All right, Bridget, now you got to do 10 minutes talking to Alexa.
I don't think anybody wants that.
Brett's here. Bridget's here. Puke's here. Andrew's here.
What are we
Alexa's
doing?
Alexa's here. I don't know what we're doing. Hiatus. I mean.
Hiatus.
Hiatus. Because you ain't us.
Hiatus. Don't hate us.
Don't look now, but this motor car is simply full of robots.
All right, screws. I found a screw here in front of me on the table.
Screw you.
I don't know what it's from.
Is this free show or bonus show?
I'm not sure yet. We'll figure it out. Oh, let's do this free show. This
yeah, because it's pretty much garbage, so we can't
we'll
have
get to the, that. We'll get to that.
We can't have the paying listeners listen to this shit. Right?
Yeah. So, found a screw in front of me, and it reminds me. Yesterday, I was at the local breakfast diner, which I've been finding myself going to multiple times a week and sitting at the bar next to all the old men and bitching about the property taxes. And sitting there eating my meat lover's omelet, and I get about 3 bites into it, and I scoop out a bite. Got some sausage, got some bacon, got some ham, got some eggs, got some cheese, all on the fork. And then, from that chunk of omelet, out falls a little black thing. It was a screw. There was a screw in my omelet.
Have you heard about these blacks?
I'm not joking. There was a screw.
A screw came out of your omelet.
So what do I do? Like,
you sued! It's America!
Right. First off, I thought, I could be traumatized by this and get lots of money and get a big payday. And then I just...
Yeah, probably not.
Said to the waitress, excuse me. She's like, yeah. I'm like, this, and I held it in my hand, was in my omelet. And then she just held her hand open. I dropped it in her hand. It had egg on it still.
And she just walked away.
And she goes,
thanks.
I'm so sorry. And then she goes, do you want another one? And I go,
the screws.
No. I mean, I'm sure there's not another screw in here, right? I'm like, I'm sure it's fine. And then I kind of went like, oh, I should have got another one.
Wait, that's what she said? I'm sorry, do you want another one? Not like, what the fuck?
Well, she was perplexed for sure.
Okay.
And I just said, I don't want to make a fuss. That's just very strange.
But I would like a free omelet.
Well, she took my bill away.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
So the answer is, anytime you go out to eat,
bring a screw.
Bring a
That's
bunch of hardware
thinking.
With
I was worried that she thought this was my scam, that I just bring a screw with me, and I just drop it in my omelet every time I get an omelet.
Because a screw is something that could come out of hardware. Like, there's stuff in the kitchen. There's
yeah,
pans.
Yeah, come out
they
of the hood
screws,
and
right?
stuff.
Yeah, the hood. Yeah. You're in the hood when you're eating omelets?
Yep. So...
Never know what the...
Did I do the right thing, or should I have been more of a bitch about it?
No, it sounds like you did the right thing. It's certainly not the waitress's fault. Now, I would want to get to the bottom of it, right?
Yeah, I kind
of
do, too. But do I go back there?
Yeah.
I don't want to not go back there.
If you had bitten down on the screw and had, like, broken a tooth, then you would make a... I would make a bigger deal.
Yeah.
What do you think Warren would do in that situation? Or, like, would he go back, or...
No, he wouldn't give a shit. Only if his internet got cut out.
Why? His,
if they didn't put sausage in his omelet and put spinach in instead.
Internet? Omelet?
Well, I mean, I guess for our purposes, maybe we could substitute internet with like.
And all
fax
I can think about
machines.
Is sausage.
I assume.
Wait, substitute internet with what? There's a drop.
Like, well, excuse me, fax machines. I mean, I know we had internet, but like probably faxes were playing a large part in there.
Oh, yeah. It was the 90s.
Right. I would think that would be kind of more integral, actually.
We had a fax machine at the house. And I remember when I was like 7 years old, I used the fax machine to... I don't even know how I did it. I don't know if I copied something.
Well,
your balls?
Yeah, they're
no,
copying your... Okay.
Well, no. Like, this one was just a fax. Like, it just rolled out in an infinity paper. So I printed
out... Oh, like a dot matrix.
A black and white... I think it was black. No, maybe it was color. But it was Beavis and Butthead. And it was just a continuous Beavis and Butthead, and I used it for a border on my room.
Like oh, nice. Paper.
Yeah.
Future Man probably knows about that. I mean, he probably knows John Teeter and all his facsimiles.
Teeter is a fraud.
That's not the right voice, Andrew.
It's the exact same one.
Hello? No.
It's exactly the same.
I think something is missing. Oh, yes. I am Newman. Teeter is a fake. Teeter is a scam. What is that dripping sound? It's very primitive. Hello? Hello? Where am I? This is not the future.
I don't have any future sounds. I just have dungeon sounds. So, I mean, they can have dungeons or caves in the future.
So I'm glad I did the right thing, I guess.
Sure.
I got a free meal out of it, so I was happy there was a screw in my sausage.
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally free. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that should be your scam. Just you got a spring there on the table, and there's like this bottle opener. You could, yeah, there's an engine in your garage. You could bring that in. Be like, I found this engine block in my
toast.
In my toast.
Man, you really do fall into all the free stuff. Was that two free meals for you this week?
Where'd I get another free meal at?
From the kid with the holes in his ears? Where's the skirt?
Oh, that was last week. Oh, I got a free thing at Area 23.
Either way, still impressive.
Like extra holes in his ears? Gauges.
Oh, okay.
I walked in Area 23, and he was waitering some food over to a table of men, and one of the men decided he didn't want the food that he brought him.
Mm.
And rather than argue about it, the nice man just turned around and put it on my table.
Just put it in front of you?
And said nothing. And I said, ooh.
And how?
Oh, then he came back with a fork and a napkin.
And you're very lucky that it was something you would eat.
Yeah, it was really good. It was like a cheesy calzone thing.
Oh, that's good. If only it'd been a giant bowl of strawberries. Mm. And Andrew'd be like, free fall! No! Dilemma!
Did you know they make purple potatoes?
Yeah.
How am I the only person who doesn't know this?
They don't make potatoes.
I was very skeptical.
They grow purple potatoes.
I say probably Mandela effect, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, good call.
Well, I was at 23 and I got brisket. Well, I asked Kirk, I said, what's the most meaty thing you have besides a bowl of bacon? And he goes, I think we have brisket. And I'm like, we had that on a lot of Jew holidays. It wasn't that good.
They're called Jew-a-days.
Oh. So he said, yeah, brisket and potatoes. So he brings over this brisket and these potatoes, little tiny potatoes. I don't know what they're called.
Oh, they're like salt potatoes or something, right? They're like bite-sized little
potatoes. These were like long and thin.
Oh.
Probably fingerling potatoes?
Fingerling.
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
they look like fingers.
Good one, Bridget,
but then there were two larger potatoes that were purple, and I didn't know they were potatoes. I'm like, what are these things?
Yeah, they're penising potatoes.
I'm like, did he give me plum? Is this plum?
Yeah.
So
good old plum and brisket.
I decided to try it, expecting awful plum.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a plum before. And I ate it. It was a potato.
All I can think about is sausage.
It was really good. It tasted like a potato. It didn't taste purpley at all.
Yeah.
Thought he food colored it like you color eggs.
Oh right,
I have an idea. Oh, I have like a give Mickey food idea.
Okay. Okay,
you serve brisket with like a bunch of plums,
hot
and prunes.
Frothy jug of jizz.
Right,
prunes.
Yeah, prunes and plums. Right, like really fibrous things.
Well, yeah, prunes are dried plums.
And you call it
they are.
But yes. right.
Like so raisins or grapes.
Yeah,
I know that.
So you have plums and prunes, right? Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. And
prune.
And there's sides for brisket, but you call it brisk shit.
Oh.
Because you'll crap real fast.
Yeah.
Brisk shit.
Hi-oh!
Brisk. Ah,
like Lipton tea.
That was brisk.
Brisk shit.
Alexa, what is a prune?
A prune is a dried plum of any cultivar.
Oh,
mostly
you weren't
Prunus domestica or European plum.
Did she say clum?
No, she said plum.
I think she said clum.
Alexa, why do prunes make people poop?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Oh.
Fail.
Jesus Christ.
I look forward to a future when I can ask my little puck of plastic questions and they will be answered. Sadly, we are not there yet.
We are very far from there.
Very far.
This is why autonomous cars are never going to work.
That was a very far leap from...
No, it's the same thing. It's AI.
Nor do we want
it's
autonomous.
It's pronounced I...
Why don't you want autonomous cars?
Because I don't like the lack of freedom. That's just another way of controlling people.
What if you could just hit a button in your car and go, okay, autonomous. Okay, not autonomous.
I don't know. I'd still have to see the kind of technology that would come with it, right? Like, I mean, they're making cars today that have that kind of technology in it. But could there be some kind of, like you say there's a button that I can make the car autonomous, but is there an override button that
there's
makes it?
There's always going to have to be an override button.
That would be called level 4 autonomy. Level 5 autonomy is full.
No, where somebody could
control.
Override the my
what he's saying. There's different levels. Oh, yep. Or someone else could override you
and take me back into the grid.
Yeah, that can happen today. That exists now.
That's like what Tesla
does. Someone can take over your car?
Yeah, Tesla can do it. Hackers can do it. Fucking OnStar has been around for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, somebody hacked, what was it, Jeeps or something,
yeah.
Right? There was a big scandal.
But they hacked the locks, right? No one could start controlling your car.
Yes, they can.
They can control the brakes.
Like, the idea is police can shut down a stolen car or a runaway suspect. They can just turn it off.
Jesus.
Remote. That's been a thing. That's OBD2 and then all the nonsense that comes along after that.
Yeah.
ODB?
OBD2. Onboard Diagnostics 2.
Not old dirty bastard.
No, yeah. Not the big baby Jesus.
HNIG. Okay, well, that
shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. Muck wild with the trigger.
Oh, this is confusing with six tracks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have the Alexa plugged into the board.
And the computer. So,
Bird.
Puke.
Andrew.
Last week, why weren't we on the show with Nick and Bridget?
We were in New York City. Plus or minus 600 miles. Northwest. We were in Ogdensburg. We were near Ogdensburg.
Hueveltin.
Huevos. Rancheros. We were in New York at an autocross event on the St. Lawrence Motorsports Park.
We were there last year on Memorial Day.
Correct. And so we went up there for another autocross race. The plan went like this. We were going to have an MR2 and trailer it up there and drive that around. And that did not work at all. Because cars suck.
Yeah, I got something to tell you. I think I'm going to save it for the PCL. Listeners, if you're not part of the PCL, go to pukeinthegang.com/VIP and hear what I'm going to reveal to Puke.
It's going to be a PCL big reveals, I think.
Piecel is what we call it.
Someone is going to come out.
As gay?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are.
Oh, really?
Not one of us, but we're going to talk about gay stuff.
Yeah, gay stuff. Tune in for
Is
gay
this
stuff.
The break show?
Nope, it's the PCL.
Oh, right, PCL. Sign up for the PCL at pukeinthegang.com/VIP
I
for as little as $5 a
I didn't
month.
Say that.
You can get extra content. Right now we're on the Hiatathon 2017. Taking a break from this, that, and the other.
How much longer of hiatus?
I don't know. I'm ready to come back. But
the end of time.
The end of September.
Oh, I don't have that drop ready.
Good.
Yeah, it's up in the air. We don't know when it's going to come back, but we have very, very, very busy summer schedules. You know, I found out that my college bachelor's degree will end December 24th. So I've got a few months left, like half a year. So that takes up most of my time. And having a hiatus is helpful that I can skip that. And we can do things like go to New York.
You got any break during the summer?
Nope. Oh. It's online, so there is no break. I'm just chugging through. Right now I've been in a year, pretty much right at a year.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to work on a project with me, but you might not have time till you're done.
Maybe. Does it involve robots or Newmans?
I want you to...
if you say suck a dick... I want to make at least $5.
I want to make a t-shirt design in the kind of an Art Deco style that I thought you did really well.
Okay.
For School Sucks, and then we can split the profit.
I would absolutely be willing to help you with that.
Would you be willing to do like a 50-50 split?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Because I'll bring the buyers.
You'll bring the pain.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bring the ruckus. Yeah, I'm down with that. Like, I'm busy, but I keep trying to mash more and more things into my schedule. And so
I don't want
to
make you do that.
Hopefully, I go insane.
My biggest problem is people ask me to do things, and I say yes when I shouldn't. So I don't want to even put you in a situation where I'm asking you to say yes or no. It's something for the future.
Yeah. I'd definitely be willing to help out because I like helping out. What are we staring at?
The cameras.
What the fuck is going on here?
I never look at the cameras.
You don't look at that one above the dogs playing poker?
You're not supposed to look at the cameras. The cameras are voyeuristic.
That's why I never look at them.
I stare at them constantly.
Do you?
Oh, camera.
I was just acknowledging.
No, I never look at it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack. I was doing it silently.
So this has been the preview.
No, hang on.
Oh. What?
Well, first off.
Oh, we're still talking about New York?
I'm excited for the t-shirt.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool.
Second off, New York, last year, very hot. And sunny, very hot, like 98 degrees.
Humid.
Jessica Simpson's boyfriend. 98 degrees, right? Bridget?
Nick.
Nick, yeah, Nick.
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey.
90, no. Not Backstreet Boys, not 98
degrees.
Degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I guess you know. Yeah. I don't
TRL, Carson Daly.
The hot Backstreet Boy was Donnie. The hot NSYNC was...
Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg.
That was the fucking new kids on the block.
He's going in order, he just said.
Yeah, he said Backstreet Boys.
There must have been a Donnie in the Backstreet Boys.
There was no
Boys.
Donnie in the Backstreet Boys. Okay.
The hot Backstreet Boy was Jordan.
I was a Jordan either.
It was
You're
Joey,
thinking of the fucking new kids on the block.
Joey McIntyre all the way.
Also new kids. I don't know anyone who's
JC. Lance Bass, the gay one. Nick.
Alexa, bring up an instrumental. Quit playing games with my heart.
What about Joey Fat One?
Yeah. Joey Fatone. It's Fat One. Wow. I just got that. Good one.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sure you're not the first person to think of that.
Oh, God. We're all level one.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, New York was very cold, and it didn't stop raining at all.
Well, for maybe 30 minutes or so at a time.
We sent a child out on a dock that was submerged in very cold water
sure.
to light off fireworks.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I know. It was cool.
By the end of Sunday, that dock was completely underwater.
Yes. Puke and I both did very well racing.
Yeah, I had a good time. I was very nervous. It's like every time we go to one of these things where we drive, like before we go, I'm always like, God, I just want to not go. I want to bail out and stuff. And then we eventually get there and I have a good time. And I did well. I was very surprised. I was like keeping up with guys with like what I felt were better drivers and better cars, but maybe not necessarily better cars. How do you feel, Andrew?
I feel like I was abusing the shit out of my brakes, and it was evidenced by the flames and sparks.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from my brakes.
I got photos of, sparks coming off of your brakes and our friend John's brakes. Yeah. So,
Neat. So I want to bitch about this. Mm. John is the most generous, nicest guy in the world. He's very well-to-do. He's an engineer. He's wealthy. He has a couple of kids that do well. He's got a wife. He's got a bunch of cars. He's got a huge garage with a lift and heated floors. And it's awesome. Anyway, he's a very, very nice man. And we stayed at his lake house out there.
Correct.
And our friends Jason and Alicia and Alicia's kid Ricky also stayed there. And it was very wet. Everyone else was staying on the track, which was nothing but mud and then some pavement. And everyone was sleeping in the mud. In
Mostly
the wet.
Mud. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very muddy.
No and facilities.
We all felt kind of bad for those people, but not so bad that, you know, we weren't just going to ignore it and enjoy ourselves. But John, being the generous man that he was, on Saturday, he said, if anybody's really hard up out there, I'm going to invite them to stay here because we have some extra space. Yeah. So there was this
at his lake house
kid. First thing we do when we get there in the morning on Saturday, the first day of the race, is we have a driver's meeting. During the driver's meeting, there is a kid underneath his Mini Cooper, or next to his Mini Cooper, and he announces to everybody, does anybody have a drill bit?
Well, this was almost...
a drill?
I feel like this was... Like, I think the meeting had started, correct?
Maybe, yeah.
It kind of
everyone
started...
Everyone was gathered in front of where this kid was parked.
Right.
So he interrupts everything to ask this.
Does anybody have a drill?
He wants a drill bit first, and then a drill.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "What? This isn't like a fucking wood shop."
Yeah, right.
And he goes, I need to change my wheels.
Mm.
And I'm very confused.
Yes.
I'm like, are you drilling? I don't know what you're drilling. What are you drilling? So anyway, he was looking for a socket.
Yes.
So first
red flag. Not a drill bit. Very different things.
Second red flag is he interrupted everybody. Third red flag.
And he
flag,
continued to work on changing out his tires instead of listening to the meeting, which I find rude and annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the meeting about exactly?
Like, hey, you're driving fast out here. If you go off there, you're going to end up submerging your car in the river.
I see.
If you go off there, you're going to hit a tree. There's rain and grass, and when rain and grass and cars sliding mix, you go really fast and you don't stop.
They explain the rules and safety and things like that.
And how it's going to flow so everyone gets to enjoy themselves and be safe and have fun.
Gotcha.
So then I watch him drive, and he's awful. Just absolutely awful. And he's annoying me. I'm just ignoring him, but I can't help but let him annoy me a little bit. So then, later that day, I found out that John invited him to stay at the house. Because this kid apparently showed up, was sleeping in his Mini Cooper, and...
That's a red flag right there, too.
I don't mind sleeping in the car.
A Mini Cooper?
That's not
very
good.
Small
car. I have a Lincoln.
Who's he, Mr. Bean?
We know, it's very nice. But this kid also brought one pair of Converse tennis shoes to the muddiest, wettest place ever. So he had wet feet. all weekend.
Not good at preparing.
No, like I don't prepare, but at least I brought two pairs of shoes, and I kept my feet fairly dry.
Good job.
Yeah.
The sign fell down. What did that sign say? It fell.
It says, talk into the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
is this symbolic?
John says that, oh, yeah, he told this kid, Alex, that he can crash at the house.
I'll just hold it in my hand.
And, you know, as payment, he can just bring enough beer for everybody or something. Well, on the way home, I stopped and got beer, and then I heard Alex was bringing beer, and I thought, Jesus, we're going to have a lot of beer, because I bought, like, a lot of beer. And Alex shows up, empty-handed.
I did not see any beer. Yeah.
I didn't see any beer.
I didn't know about this beer.
But what did he say that suggested he was bringing beer, exactly?
John asked him, as payment for staying at the lake house, just bring us all some beer.
Okay.
So he was specifically asked by the owner of the house, the generous owner of the house, hey, all you need to do to thank us or whatever is just bring us some beer.
Did he specify not Bush Light?
No. I did get Bush for Jason, because Jason is the Bush man.
Well, sure, but I just mean like that the kid didn't, excuse me, that the kid didn't get to cheap out.
Oh, right. So, anyway.
Yeah, instead, Andrew got
I just thought maybe he's going to go back out once he dries off and get some beer or something. No, never went and got beer. We sat down and had dinner. He ate the food that someone else made. And
that's true.
Like I said, John's a very generous man, and he's very nice, and this is a nice place. So I do everything I can to help. Like, I can't cook.
You're very conscientious.
But
though.
I can clean. Yeah. I clean dishes. I help organize things. I try and be as low impact as possible. This man is taking people's seats. He's eating people's food.
Food?
He ate the food that was given to everybody. So okay. It was understandable. Like,
Alicia made dishes that she brought and shared with everybody. Which
but
is
he didn't clean up after himself whatsoever.
Did he clear his plate?
No.
He left his plate at the table?
Yeah. I grabbed it.
And now
what? Where was he?
This is sitting there.
This fuckface.
How old's this kid?
Oh, I don't know.
He better not be older than 9.
Probably 21.
Yeah, so, now he wants your pancakes in the morning.
Right, yeah. And then the next morning comes, and he's just eating the breakfast. He's not doing any of the dishes. He's not helping pour the coffee. He's not helping handing things out like I am. I'm trying to help out as much as I can. He's doing nothing. He didn't help out whatsoever. He didn't do anything for anybody. I was so pissed.
Let's get his name and cyberbully him.
Well, so you know how I ran the autocrosses last year, and I had to be the boss and tell everybody what to do and yell at people and
We're
stuff?
We're all very impressed.
Yeah, well, last year... The worst it ever got is I had to kick somebody out. So this guy I had to kick out, he was this young kid, and he drove a Mini Cooper.
And oh, shit.
I remember yelling at him because he didn't know where his work assignment was because he didn't pay attention during the driver's meeting. When it was time for him to work, I had to go find him because he didn't show up for his work assignment. He did stupid things like on multiple occasions. So I went to go find him and throw him out, and he had already left. And he reminded me of that when he was spending the night at John's house. And I remember going, oh, yeah. And then the rest of the time, I just didn't talk to him at all.
No chance it was the same guy.
It was the same guy.
He was the same guy you kicked out of another thing?
Yes. Different club.
Well, fuck him to hell.
Yeah, I know. I was so pissed. And I felt bad for John because this guy didn't help out at all. And John is super duper nice.
Well, now I'm going to have to delete all these photos of him that I took.
Show me a picture of him.
Working on it.
I don't think we have a picture of him.
Yeah, I don't have a picture of him. I have pictures of his car.
I want to know what he looks like in his name and his address and his mother's name.
I think he's Aspie.
No excuse.
No excuse. I was just going to say.
Take little meds.
I mean, because the guy told him explicitly what to do.
Yeah.
That's why, even if he was Aspie.
Oh my God, look at him. He looks fucking like one of those guys from Daft Punk.
We're looking at a man driving a car with a helmet on in the rain.
His license plate said Fly Navy. I never got a chance to ask him what the hell that meant. I wonder if he was actually ever in the Navy. He seems...
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Mine says Float Air Force.
Good one. That's a good joke.
All right, Freesiders.
The fuck out.
I don't know. Bridget, do you have anything? Brett, do you have anything you want to add to the Freeside?
I don't give it away for free.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming out. PCO, VIP, pukeandthegang.com/VIP, and... New man.
I'll fuck your ass up. Old dirty bastard, mama, I'm cut. Shame on a nigga trying to run game on a nigga. Who's fuck wild with the nigga? Oh, I'll fuck your ass up. I'll fuck your ass up. Old dirty bastard, mama, I'm cut. Shame on a nigga trying to run game on a nigga. Wu-Tang.
Okay, well, Chatters, stick around. We're going to keep going.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Now it's all through.